Brentford's sale of blankets. Buy a second single at £1.29 and save £2.30. Brentford's sale of polycotton sheets and flannelettes in prints and plains from £1.79. Save pounds.
I'm extremely lucky. I started in 1952 back in Tasmania. I did a year there to get some experience. Then I came back to the mainland and joined a station called 3KZ.
Yeah.
Brighter Broadcasting Service, where I worked for 4 years. I was then 29, and I thought, if I'm going to see the other side of the world, I really better start thinking about seriously about doing it now, because if I don't, I probably will settle into middle age and stay here and never get outside of Melbourne.
Here we go with the 20. Lost Herman's Hermits, the Isley Brothers, and Liz O'Connor, and brand new at this week's number 20.
When I was offered a contract with EMI to record shows, I always remembered that I was a bit snooty and a bit hot under the collar, that Martha Reeves and the Vandellas dancing in the street had never happened. It had in America, of course. It was enormous in America. But it had 1 week in the top 30 at number 29 here in the UK, and then it disappeared. And when EMI asked me to do these shows, I said, yes, I'd love to do them, but only on one condition. I want to play Martha Reeves and the Vandellas dancing in the street 5 nights a week at 11:15. And they said, you must be mental. That was 4 years ago. I said, that's right. I said, but the record never happened here. It happened in America. And I said, I want to play it 5 nights a week because I just know this is a smash hit record. So I played it, drove everybody insane, and then eventually it hit the top 10 at number 4. So I felt mission accomplished.
And it's heading for 15 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock on 1548 AM Capital Gold. Dave Cash has entered the building and will be with you at 12 o'clock, right?
And that's the start of the Pick of the Pops top 10 this week. Came in at 27 3 weeks ago. Last week, number 20. This week, right up to number 10 in the Pick of the Pops top 10. The difference there, and come on over to my place. And here we go again. Bang into the top 10 at number 9 comes...
Handing over to the one and only Alan Freeman. Fluff, we love you. And we'll wait no longer for the show of the year.
Oh, Stuart... Don't say those things. I was thinking,
Hi there, pop pickers. It's me again, and Sunday at 4 means Pick of the Pops. Hello, top 20 top press reports. We've lost the Mojos and Manfred Mann. Down comes the McGill Fives, Mockingbird Hill from 16 to 20. Doris Day from 15 to 17. The Beatles from 13 to 18. The Mersey Beats from 14 to 16. And up go the Shadows from 17 to 12. And Billy Fury from 18 to 14. And the rest will meet in Unit 1, the chart newcomers. Unit 2 will be the new releases. Unit 3 will always be the Pick of the Pops LP spot. And Unit 4, this week's top 10.
We are gathered together for those that worship rock.
Our greetings, Happy New Year, Pop Pickers. It is Pick of the Pops, right? Thanks to the lovely Johnny Walker for the next 3.5 hours on Formidable 1 FM, the complete Pick of the Pops top 10. Several top 20 gems, too, from 1959, 1965, 1978, and 1986. Not off.
Thank you very much indeed. Here we are on Formidable 1 FM, and it's time for the number ones, right? Not off.
The beginning of a brand new reign there for Prince and the Revolutionaries. They've hit the 30 this week at number 28 with Raspberry Beret. It's Alan Freeman here with the Network Chart Show, and great to be with you when the cool ones have gone rather cold.
Well, I'm a great believer in you retire when they screw you down.
I'm sorry? And what does that mean exactly?
And put you in the earth or in the incinerator.
Oh,
and until then, you keep going.
Keep that line straight.